Dhammavati and friends. While thanking Dhammavati for that introduction, I have to introduce just one little correction, which is that I founded the Triyana Varjana Vihara some 7 years after my arrival in Kalimpong. The year following my arrival in Kalimpong, I established the Young Men's Buddhist Association, Kalimpong. It's nice to get these little biographical facts exactly right, because I sometimes find it necessary to check the growth of what might be called the Sangharakshita legend. Because I have heard it and even seen it in print that during the war I was in the RAF and that I was a fighter pilot. I can assure you that I have no such pretensions. My sky pilotry is of quite another nature. So facts are facts, and legends are legends. Well, whether it may be considered as a fact, or whether it may be considered as a legend, or whether it may be considered even as a mixture of the two, this evening we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of that legendary body, the FWBO, that is to say, the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. Yes, the FWBO has been in existence for exactly 20 years. And sometimes I must admit it doesn't seem like that at all. But, as I think has already been mentioned, its actual date of establishment was the 6th of April, 1967, a day, or rather an evening, which I remember very well indeed. In terms of our average human lifespan, 20 years is not really a very long time at all. But nonetheless, in the course of 20 years, quite a lot can happen. And indeed, in the case of the FWBO, quite a lot has happened in the course of these last 20 years. In the course of these last 20 years, FWBO centers have sprung up in many different parts of the world, as have spiritual communities and team-based right livelihood projects or businesses. And in this way, through or by means of these centers, these communities, and these right livelihood projects or businesses, there has come into existence over the years the nucleus of what we call, borrowing a current expression, the new society, or at the very least, the nucleus of that nucleus. Now, compared with some of the newer religious movements, the FWBO is not very big. But certainly, the FWBO has grown more quickly than at least some of us expected, especially when we consider the nature of our ideals and when we consider how difficult those ideals are to implement, as most of us, I expect, find almost every day. So as we look back over the last 20 years, we experience quite a variety of emotions. Perhaps we experience quite strong, quite powerful emotions. We experience, for example, emotions of thankfulness that a spiritual and cultural movement like the FWBO actually exists. We experience thankfulness that there is a situation in which we can develop as human beings, in which we can become true individuals. We experience thankfulness that we can form, that we can develop spiritual friendships, and thankfulness that we can deepen our spiritual experience. Thankfulness even that we can put all our old problems well and truly behind us. We may also experience a certain amount of pride. Pride, that is, in the positive sense. Pride that we could help build up something like the FWBO. Pride that we could be the means of bringing the Dharma, bringing the teaching of the Buddha, bringing the possibility of personal development to other people with whom we come into contact. But at the same time, that pride may be mingled with disappointment. Disappointment that we have not been able to do more. Disappointment that the FWBO is not bigger and better than it actually is. Disappointment that it has not been able, that the FWBO has not been able to exercise a deeper and a more extensive influence than it does, especially when one considers how badly the world needs the kind of influence which the FWBO represents. Speaking personally, and perhaps on an occasion like this I should speak personally, speaking personally, as I look back over the last 20 years, the last two decades, my own feeling, my own emotion is more one of wonder than anything else. Wonder, that is to say, that the FWBO should have come into existence at all. Because perhaps only I know how very nearly it didn't come into existence. And wonder also that, having come into existence, it should have survived and grown. After all, it was a very small child, you may say. It was a very weak little shoot. Someone refers to it in the course of the afternoon as a sapling. Well, it certainly wasn't a sapling to begin with. It was a tiny little shoot with all sorts of cold and discouraging blasts blowing upon it. Or it was like a little flame, one might say, which I was just trying to shelter, you know, between my two hands. And again, there were all sorts of cold and discouraging blasts blowing upon it and trying to blow the poor little flame out. But of course, they didn't succeed in blowing that little flame out, and the little flame is now, well, a moderately big flame. In other words, not to speak so metaphorically, as many of you know, the FWBO started in really a very small and very insignificant way. And of course it started, and I'm not going to start reminiscing, not really, in that tiny basement room in Monmouth Street in central London, which no one, I am sure, is in any danger of ever forgetting. I believe we've even got a photograph, or even two photographs of it, in this hall this evening, just to remind us, just to make sure we don't forget. But I'm not actually going to start reminiscing about the old days, the good old days, as some of our friends call them, the good old days, that is to say, when Bunty had to do everything himself, and nobody else did anything. Well, hardly anybody else did anything, and I certainly don't look back upon that aspect of our early days as good old days. I'm quite happy to live in the bad new days, one might say, when lots of other people are doing things that I used to do. And I can sit back, relatively speaking. So I'm not going to yield to the temptation of reminiscing about the old days, good, bad, or indifferent, and probably I've yielded to that temptation quite enough already.